Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
All right, Sedano Show with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports covers college sports will join us, mostly college football. The NCAA's got an interesting vote today about eligibility for the seniors. Will they bring them back or not? The NFL's got some interesting votes, too, that we'll get into in regards to the playoffs and if they're going to expand the playoffs. Major League Baseball has some interesting theories going out there. And a lot of guys are weighing in on how to make this a little better moving forward once they do get back to games. So we'll get to all that stuff coming up. Plus, want to chat with you guys, obviously, at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. This segment brought to us by our friends at Straight Talk Wireless, where they have full court cell phone coverage that you need. Get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G for $45 a month, saving you half the cost of big carriers. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. Greg Bergman, good morning. How are you? How was your weekend?
Good, George. It was very nice. I actually got outside for one of the first times. Yeah, it was nice. Went on a scooter with Paisley, and we went around the neighborhood. So I got some fresh air. It was the first time in 2 weeks, so yeah, it felt really nice.
Yeah, you know, you could have gone outside the whole time, right? No, like, you understand that, right?
I get it. I just didn't ever do it because I was just like, I don't want to go outside. I'm staying inside. And then it finally, I was like, I need sunshine. How was yours?
No, I mean, I go outside every day. I go for a walk every day because if not, I'd, you know, probably not be as sane as I am. I mean, sane is all relative, obviously, considering the situation. But yeah, you know, I mean, we're on Disney Plus on a loop. You know, there's a lot of Frozen 2 still being played at the house. And I'm sure every parent now listening on the app or in their car, if they're in their car, is going, oh, no.
Don't do it.
Yes. Or laughing or both, you know, or crying. It's all part of it. But yeah, I think that, look, it's what's interesting to me is just kind of reading people on social media. And I feel like there's less people on Twitter, more people on Instagram. Laura, good morning. Have you noticed that more people on Instagram, less people on Twitter?
Yes, I actually have. Good morning, by the way. I don't really use Twitter unless I'm doing something for the show, like I'm getting content. So right. I'm definitely more on Instagram. I agree.
Yeah, I feel like, Greg, have you noticed more people? I've noticed way more people on Instagram than Twitter, for sure.
Well, I don't use Instagram very often, so I don't look at Instagram. But Twitter is dead, essentially. I mean, whenever I'm – usually at night, you know, I'll scroll through and it'll say 15 seconds – 15 seconds, 37 seconds, 48 seconds. Like, there's constant content.
As far as the last tweet that came on your timeline, right?
Right. Now it's like 4 minutes, 8 minutes, 25 minutes, four hours.
You clearly need to follow more people.
Well, no, I follow enough people, but there's just not that much interaction happening with people. I mean, even if you tweet something, you don't get a ton of interaction. I feel like this is kind of a good thing that, you know, people aren't on Twitter as much.
Yeah, I mean, what's happened to me is basically that initially I was on Twitter a lot and watching the news a lot. And as the days have gone by, I've just tuned in. Like, I'll watch the local news at like 5 and 6 o'clock on ABC 7 and just kind of see what I should know about what's going on locally, right? And nationally. And like, they kind of give me everything I need in 30 minutes to an hour. Occasionally, I will flip on like CNN or whatever, you know, Fox News, MSNBC, and watch those news channels, maybe for like flipping around for like an hour just to get all the different perspectives. And that's pretty much it. Like, I have limited my news intake because it just either makes me upset or nervous or, you know what I mean? Like, it just uneasy is probably a good way to describe it. So I just think that I've lessened my consumption to what's necessary, right? And everybody's different, right? Whatever works for me, an hour or two a day may not be enough for some people, or it may be too much for some people. So I think that people are just calibrating, right, what they need as far as consumption is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually kind of a good thing where we were on social media so much, and it was constant because especially with sports going on, people were, you know, wanting to see what was happening, checking scores, doing whatever, and you were constantly on your phone. I feel like now we're starting to move away from the phones a little bit more and start talking to family and friends and, you know, having group text messages or group FaceTimes.
Yeah, well, look, Zoom for sure is still super popular. Like, even my wife is now using Zoom to, like, Zoom her friends and do, like, big chats and stuff like that. I think that's clearly a thing. FaceTime obviously is a thing. Like, that, all that stuff is great in that regard. But, yeah, it is fascinating to just kind of see how the world is evolving, right? Like, and I think that, you know, you have to kind of do whatever it takes for you to just kind of keep your wits about you and just kind of calibrate to the point where you're good, you know, and you're happy. Now, what I've done a lot of, you know, look, there are things I want to watch, right? For example, I'm going to watch Breaking Bad because I've never watched it. Sorry, Bryan Cranston. Yeah, even my wife's seen the whole thing, and she said she'd watch it with me. I never got around to it for whatever reason. When was it on? Sundays?
I don't know. I binged it afterwards, but it's a surprise that you haven't seen it. I waited. I actually binged the very last season and got the very last episode. I think it was a Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got a lot of things going on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's, you know, like there's Sunday night football. There's, you know, sports, all sorts of sports going on that I had to worry about that. Yeah. I just couldn't carve out an hour a week for Breaking Bad. It just, for whatever reason, here's the thing. I've said this to Mason in Ireland before, where a show needs to grab me within the first three episodes. And it's a little slow to start, right? It'd be fair to say.
Very.
Yeah.
Very slow.
So I think, you know, I needed to kind of just like not to be so slow. So anyway, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to power through and watch it. But what I have been watching a lot of is sports reruns, like old series on, whether it's, you know, ESPN had Roger Clemens' 20 strikeout game against the Mariners. NBA TV had a bunch of Jordan games, had, you know, some, they had the LeBron Wade Bosh, Spurs series, right? Like all that. Well, I've been watching that stuff back. And what I've been doing, particularly with basketball, is I'm like, now that I know the result, right, I have two things happen to me as I'm watching these games, whether it's Jordan games against the Knicks or whatever. Like, I'm watching for the nuance of it now. Like, I'm going like, ooh, wow, look at that crazy screen that Horace Grant set. Or what, you know what I'm saying? Like, or like, for example, when I was watching the Spurs Heat series between LeBron and Wade and Bosh and Duncan and those guys, everyone talks about the Ray Allen shot, right?
Right.
But what nobody talks about is before the Ray Allen shot, that the Heat missed the shot. I forgot who shot it right now. Maybe it was LeBron. And Ray Allen, on the possession before, fouled. It was either Kawhi or Manu Ginobili. And they missed one of two free throws. But he fouled them within like a second. You know what I'm saying? And they needed like every second there. So it's like little things like that where Ray Allen was so smart, not only to get the shot off, but even the possession before that to get the foul so quickly to be able to put them in position to eventually tie the game and send it into overtime. So it's like I'm looking at the game within the game, like little things that I didn't notice in real time. Now that I have more time, I'm like, oh, wow, that's a much bigger play than people give it credit for. And that wasn't even the play that everybody talks about, you know? And like, for example, with Jordan, I was watching his 69-point game against the Cavs. And people, you know, I mean, if you watch it, that game was like super tight. And that's like a record. But it's just like little things that he was doing to get extra possessions. He had like 16 or 17, 18 rebounds in that game. And he was boxing out. Unlike you don't see very many guards do that in the regular season. So it's just like little things like that that were on NBA TV or ESPN or whatever that I was noticing as I was watching games.
All right. So now that you've watched both, you're watching a little bit of an older school basketball and a little bit of a newer school basketball. Who has the better game within the game? What was the more exciting game within the game? Was it back in the 90s or is it now?
So I think that's a fascinating question. I would say it's complicated, right? It's like a Facebook status. It's complicated. But here's the thing. Clearly way more physical in the 90s, right? So that made it harder in some ways. But what you also had was you used all different areas of the floor. Whereas now, and look, even that 2013 series between the LeBron and the Spurs wasn't what it is now. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. The last game in that series, they didn't crack 100 in game seven, either team. And now that's unheard of, right? Like, if you in a game like that. So teams were still using a lot of the floor, whereas now it's three-pointers and in the paint. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's very little mid-range, high post, right? Like, there's not a lot of that kind of action anymore. So, I mean, if you're going to compare, you can compare the 90s a little bit to, you know, 2012 or 2013 or some of those series, because you were still using some of the floor. But clearly the 90s, just way more physical. I mean, you were grabbing people. And what were fouls in 2012 or 13 were definitely not fouls for the most part in 1993 or whatever it was. You know what I mean? Like, no way. So I think that, yeah, like, I mean, which is better? I think it's just subjective, right? Like, I don't think any of it is better per se. I think that what I do think is awesome is the fact that, man, thank God for HD technology, because holy crap was the television in the 90s tough to watch, now that I'm all in on HD for the last decade.
Yeah, I mean, it was also a much slower game back then, too. Like, even in 2012, same thing that you're saying. I mean, think about it. The Lakers and the Bulls both ran the triangle. They were running the same systems. So, you're working inside out instead of outside in and all that kind of thing. So, you know, but yes, the HD, like, remember when HD first came out and you're like, I can see the strands of his hair.
Right.
It was just so much different.
Yeah. And it wasn't even 15 years ago when HD became like super duper duper popular. Cause I remember, I think it was like the 2007 or 8 NBA Finals might have been the first one that were completely broadcast in HD. Anything before that was not. It was still like standard def, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. So, it is wild, just kind of the different things I've noticed. It's like I told you the other day, I was watching a Stanley Cup Finals on NHL Network, and you know, even the advertisements around the rink are things that don't exist anymore. And you know, you're talking about 20 years ago or whatever it was. So yeah, just like the little things you kind of pick up on now, makes, at least for me, makes the viewing experience more interesting. But
yeah, anyway. Did they have like TiVo around the outside, which is still a thing apparently?
Yeah. I mean, things like Bud Ice. You know what I mean? Like Bud Ice. When was the last time you remember Bud having Bud Ice? Yeah. You know?
Anything ice was always that was a no-go.
Yeah. So there were just a lot of things that no longer exist. But anyway, I do want to get into something fascinating about baseball. So Major League Baseball is doing, we talked about this last week as Rob Manfred did a sit down with Scott Van Pelt. And in that sit down, they talked about a lot of the different scenarios. And we also had Jeff Passan on recently to discuss those scenarios as well. So Passan was on, as he's on every day, because he's one of the MLB insiders. He was talking about just kind of the potential situations moving forward, and particularly what Major League Baseball wants in place before they actually return to games. So, Laura, if you have that audio of Jeff Passan, let me hear that real quick.
You know, baseball has outlined three things that it wants to happen before it can return to play. The first is that there is a lift of the ban on mass gatherings. Second is that they want to be able to ensure the safety and health of everyone, whether it's fans or patrons at the stadium. And the third thing is that they want to know for sure that there are no travel restrictions in place.
So let me tell you something. If Major League Baseball is going to wait until there can be fans in the stadium, there is a good chance that there may not be a season this year. Because I don't think that should be one of their targets. I think that right now, America, particularly sports fans, but America in general, because we need an escape, and that's what we're trying to do here on a daily basis, America needs a distraction. And whether that's a game being played with nobody there, it's better than nothing, is what I would say. And the travel restrictions, that makes a ton of sense. I get that. But these guys are flying private. It's easier from a charter perspective to be able to kind of manipulate that as opposed to teams, you know, like college kids on these small teams like lacrosse or whatever that fly commercial. So, but I just think that is, I just don't know if that's a realistic possibility, to be honest with you. Now, I'd love for that to be the case. I just don't know if that makes sense to have that as one of your targets, Greg.
I think there's a reason why he's actually saying like that, and it makes sense too. And I think we should talk about it on after the break.
All right, let's do that on the other side. Plus, there are some things that are out there as far as the Dodgers are concerned. We're going to get to that. And Trevor Bauer, all-star pitcher, is going to say something you're going to hear that is going to make you applaud him as a Dodger fan particularly. Okay, somebody that's not even on your roster is going to say something that you as a Dodger fan is going to be like, hell yeah, he's onto something. We'll tell you what that's all about in just a second. Stick around. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. So, Bergman, we were talking about Jeff Passan saying one of the things that Major League Baseball wants in place before, or that they're targeting before coming back, is fans in the seats, that the ability to have fans in the seats. I think that's silly. I think you need to get to playing games as soon as possible. Fans or no fans, just give people the distraction and the escape that they need. Now, you're saying there's a reason why not. Go ahead. Tell me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. It's not like the NBA or NFL where there is a huge, huge amount of marketing that goes through where people are buying, you know, buying jerseys and things like that. Most of the money comes from either from the gate or from parking or from getting food from within the side of the stadium. I mean, this is an every single day sport where you're getting the Dodgers have 4 million fans that go in there a year, and it's just so much money that comes out of there. They just don't have the same marketing as other sports do. So it just makes – this is where all their money comes from. It's just not the same thing as the other sports. So having people inside.
I don't think it's where all their money comes from. As a matter of fact, I've done the research on this. 30% of their money comes from gate, stadium, you know, that kind of stuff. The reality is that you still have 70% of your revenue coming from other resources that would be intact for the most part. And I just feel like it's short-sighted to do it that way. Financially – you're causing a bigger burden, I think, than you would be if you don't get people through the gate, at least initially.
Yeah, I mean, like you're saying that most of it comes from like television revenue and things
right,
like that.
Right, right. Only 30% comes from the gate or the stadium revenue.
Yeah, but that 30% goes to player salaries and so many.
I get it, but you still have 70% coming in theory, 70% coming from the rest of it. If you're going to wait that long, Greg, you're not going to get a season.
Oh, I agree. Look, I want a season. I agree with you. I would love to see the games even without fans in the stadium. It's a little odd. It's going to be odd for a while, but I just feel like that's the reason why they want to do it this way. It's like, because they just can't afford to lose the gate money and the food money and all the
right,
other
but that's short-sighted
that
is all I'm saying. It's short-sighted.
I'm not saying I disagree with you. I'm saying that that's why I think this is happening.
Yeah, I don't think that that makes any sense, to be honest with you, if you're Major League Baseball. Now, look, there are a lot of reasons why I disagree with Major League Baseball. I don't love a lot of the things that they do. I still love the game in a lot of ways, but there's just the way they do business in more times than not are things I don't agree with. But here's one thing I definitely agree with. And if you've heard this show at all, at any point, in 4 years that I've lived in Los Angeles, okay, the one thing that drives me insane is the fact that you can't watch the Dodgers unless you're watching them on Spectrum. Like, that to me is incredible, that one of the most important franchises in the entire sport, that 70% of its city, speaking of 70%, can't watch their games, okay? So, and by the way, where I live, I can't even get Spectrum. So it's not, even if I wanted to, I can't try to watch them. I would have to do what maybe Dodger Boy used to do back in the day before he became a buttoned up suit.
No idea what you're talking about. That's not a real thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that there was a guy named Dodger Boy that I knew that used to find ways to watch games that weren't necessarily on the up and up. But anyhow, And Trevor Bauer was a guest on the ESPN Daily podcast with our friend Mina Kimes, presented by ADT. Of course, let's not forget that you can download, subscribe, rate, and review the ESPN Daily podcast with our friend Mina Kimes each and every day, giving you a deep dive into hundreds of stories with hundreds of our reporters. And today, the special guest was Trevor Bauer, Major League Baseball All-Star. And he brought up that particular subject, that when baseball comes back, that they need to just abolish it. Go ahead. Play the cut, Laura.
The first thing baseball needs to do is make sure that everybody can watch their product. That's tricky right now because of all the blackouts, paying for MLB TV, not being able to watch your hometown team. Maybe you don't have the cable provider that you need to have in LA, or, you know, Canada can't watch the Blue Jays now, or, you know, whatever the case, all these deals that have been struck that people can't watch the product. Or just make it like, hey, download this free app and watch baseball all you want, but there's going to be ads on it. There's going to be like whatever, you know, like there's other ways to make money without having to charge people for the product itself. Or you can charge them for the product itself, you know, but just make it accessible.
I am with that dude 1,000,000% right now. If baseball does come back, give everybody a chance to watch the games. This is an unbelievable, unprecedented situation. Make that change so that people can actually watch the sport this season. It's what people need. People need the escape. And by the way, you may actually grow the sport, which is a problem that they've had.
Yeah, growing the sport is the biggest part of this whole thing, too. So for him, Major League Baseball has always been behind on all of these things. To not have the Dodgers in LA, where 70% of the city can't watch them, is absolutely insanity. And the fact that I love what Trevor Bauer is saying here, absolutely give me the Dodgers when and only in more than one way and be able to watch, because we don't talk about it on the air as much. Like you and I don't talk about it, or Mason Ireland or the morning show doesn't talk about it as much because they can't see it. So it's just looking at box scores or whatever it is. And we can't have a legit conversation like we do when it comes to the Lakers because we watch every game.
Right. Everybody's watching. The Lakers are getting 3 or 4 million people watching every single day, which means the majority of our audience listening to this radio station watches those games and is able to interact about those games. You're right. So that is it. Look, Trevor Bauer, when he wants to walk away from the game, I'll vote for him. If there was such a thing to vote for a commissioner in baseball, I will vote for him for commissioner of baseball, because it just makes too much sense, especially right now. When people are thirsty for content at the moment, if you're Major League Baseball and you can find a way to get games going again, there is no reason to not give everyone an opportunity to watch the games. It's no different than, for example, I don't know if they do this in baseball, but I know the NBA does this, Greg, where they give a couple of weeks during the year, they have League Pass for free. Everybody can watch it no matter what. And I don't know if baseball does that with extra innings. But anyway, drop all the blackout restrictions just for this season. Just do it. It's what you need to do to grow the game. Baseball has suffered so many issues in the past, right? Obviously, the steroid era, right? The strike-shortened season in 94. They've always found ways to bounce back. Now, interestingly enough, the last time it happened was the strike season, and then they bounced back because of the steroid era, basically. And then that ended up hurting them. But my point being is that this is an opportunity for them to shine and honestly let young people watch the game, because young people aren't watching the games enough. And especially if you're having double headers like they plan on having, that means games are going to start earlier. If kids are at home, they'll be watching baseball with their parents potentially. Like, those are the type of things that you need to take advantage of.
And it goes even further, because I mean, think about what the last thing that just happened right before we lost baseball was, that the Astros were found right to have completely cheated the game and made it so that the game itself is hurting at the moment. So yes, to come back and say, oh, you still can't watch these games, is insanity, because you've already heard it enough. You need to go. This is the right move to even bring the sport forward and allow people to be like, all right, baseball's back. We can all boo the Astros together.
Right, exactly. 877-710-ESPN if you want to hop aboard. 877-710-3776. I mean, I would imagine nobody would not be in favor of this. Even if you pay for Spectrum, my guess is if you just thought about this rationally, you'd be like, okay, fine. Everyone should be allowed to watch it. Now, I understand that there are bigger obstacles at play, like, you know, AT&T and DirecTV and Major League Baseball and the Dodgers, and everyone would have to get together. But I think that Major League Baseball should just step in that situation. And even as Trevor said, even if you can't get it on DirecTV, just go on the MLB app and allow every team to be watched on the MLB app and at least be able to stream it. Because I think people would watch that way too. Maybe not in the same droves as they would on their TV. But nowadays, it's so easy to just mirror your phone or your tablet on your television that you could just do that anyway.
Yeah, it just makes too much sense. And you got the numbers for the MLB app would just skyrocket. Because everybody would get it. Because why not? The only problem that I can possibly see is that baseball is a little bit of a localized sport, where if you're not a fan of, you know, the St. Louis Cardinals, you're not watching the Cardinals versus the Nationals. But besides that, at least here in LA,
but who cares? That has nothing to do with this. The people in, like, you know, it, you heard him. People in Toronto right now can't watch the Blue Jays because of a dispute. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just LA. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of these problems. Like Toronto has a similar problem to LA, where they're on a channel that most of Toronto can't get it. Like, just get rid of that stuff on the app, at least for this season. If you get back, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Should baseball drop their internal politics to allow you to watch the game? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Clearly here in LA, I feel like everyone will be behind it. I'd be stunned if anyone called in that wasn't behind it. Also, please continue to shout out your local businesses. If there's somebody open, a restaurant, or someone conducting goods and services for your local community, please let us know who they are. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Coming up next, I got an idea. It's actually a stolen idea, but I got an idea where me, Mason, and Ireland are going to do some great Laker content for you. I'll tell you what that is in just a second. Sedano Show with you here on 710 ESPN. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. So the NCAA is going to have a big vote today about eligibility for seniors who will have lost their year, basically. So it's a pretty big deal. Some of the challenges that are being presented, and we'll talk to Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports about that. He covers college athletics, particularly college football, is the, you know, of course, these schools, a lot of it comes down to money, right? Because I don't feel like the position of putting them in class is a problem. Like, finding space in class at most schools isn't going to be a huge problem. It's going to come down to money and scholarships and things of that nature. But man, I feel like there has to be a way to figure that out. So we'll talk to Dennis Dodd about that, and then we'll kind of open it up to you guys, because I am curious to see how you guys feel about that. But I want to get the details with him first and then just kind of go from there. This segment also brought to you by our friends at Capital One. If you ever miss any one of our interviews, including Dennis Dodd, who's coming up at 11:15, right, Greg?
Yeah, 11:15.
And then Michael Thompson will join us at 11:30 to talk wrestling, because WrestleMania was on yesterday. One of the old WrestleManias was on. And I know The Rock just did his Mount Rushmore of wrestlers. And we'll talk to Michael about that. And we'll talk some other stuff with Michael, because we always have fun with him. But anyway, if you miss any of those interviews, you're not able to be around in the second hour, you can always listen to the on-demand section of the Sedano Show podcast on the ESPN app or wherever you find your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Brought to you by our friends at Capital One Quicksilver, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. What's in your wallet? All right. 877-710-ESPN if you want to hop aboard. 877-710-3776. Trevor Bauer telling Major League Baseball, as soon as we get back, drop all the restrictions. Drop all the blackouts. If you can't fix all the issues that you have with all these TV providers, just put all the games on the app. No blackout restrictions. Let Dodger fans in LA be able to watch the Dodgers on the app. Let, you know, in Toronto, they have a very similar situation right now with the Blue Jays. Just let people watch the games. It would go a long way to growing the game. So let's go to the phones. We've got Harold in North Hollywood. What's up, Harold?
Hi, George. Why did it take Trevor Bauer's comments to talk about, especially I'm in L.A., to talk about the blackout? I've been complaining about this for years, and when I call the station 570 to find out. They don't even want to talk about it because they're bought and sold. It's a shame. I mean, the Dodgers are supposed to be fan-friendly, and for 70% of L.A. haven't been able to watch the games, and the local media hasn't made any issues about it, especially your media. 710, you got the Lakers. I think 570's got the Dodgers.
Harold, I bring this up all the time. Like, I talk about – for 4 years, I've been talking about how it's incredible to me how this is still possible, like how this is still a thing. And I know Mason and Ireland have talked about it a ton in the morning show, guys. Like, we talk about – it's just not a daily thing because what can you do? I mean, but it does come up pretty frequently, at least on this radio station. I can't talk about other stations. I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, that's fine, George. It's about greed. And the fans are getting ripped off big time, but they still go. They get 3-4 million fans every year, and the Dodgers just keep counting the money, ching, 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 and they don't give a darn if they ever put the games on TV anymore. That's what really bothers me. Thanks, George.
You got it, Harold. Take care. Be safe, buddy. Look, I get that. It does come down to money, but if you're Major League Baseball, you have to do these, again, unprecedented times. It doesn't mean you can't go back to the status quo next year. But this season, Major League Baseball should step in this situation. That's just my opinion on it. Paul and Watts, what's up, Paul? You healthy, safe, and sound, hopefully?
Yes, man. Stay in quarantine. Staying out the way.
Okay, good.
How are you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just, just grinding and hunkering down. You know the deal.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So my comment on it was I feel like this year they shouldn't get the money back because I feel like, you know, it's too big of a price and amount of money that they bring in to the Dodgers. Maybe even because I was listening to what they were saying about the Lakers and how much money they're going to lose, and then they would have to give some of that money back, you know, from the television deal. So I think maybe this year not give it back, but going forward, maybe reconstructing where Major League Baseball makes a stand and say, hey, nobody has no blackouts. And I think that maybe more of a better solution.
So you're saying you'd rather sacrifice this year and just say create a long-term solution.
Yeah, because you don't know how many games they're going to play, and you know, whoever, I'm going to say it's a Spectrum or Charter, whoever it is, they're going to ask for that money back, you know, because they're losing money too. So I'll just say, hey, let them keep the money this year. Let them do the blackouts, whatever many games it's going to be. But Major League, take this time and say, hey, Let's solve that, like the previous caller said. Let's solve this problem that's been going on for a long time where a lot of fans can't go to the games. Unless I go to the games, I can't see it. Because in my area, right, we can't get that provider. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, same thing with me. Paul, thank you for the call. Stay healthy, man. That is an interesting position, Greg. I mean, forget about this year. You know, and look, I think that Trevor Bauer makes a lot of sense, right? Like, I get his position too. But Paul's position is fascinating. Okay, I'll give up this year if you guys solve this moving forward.
Look, if I can get the Dodgers in some form or this year, next year, whenever it happens to be, and moving forward, great. I'm all for that. Keep your money for this year, but then next year go right back to it. Paul's right on.
Let's go to Jesse in La Mirada, who wants to shout out a business. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, man. I'm just calling to give a shout out to Cabo Taco Baja Grill. It's in my community. It's in La Mirada.
All right, awesome.
They've done a phenomenal job.
Awesome, awesome. And can you tell people where they're located?
Yeah, they're on, I guess, their main cross streets would be Rosecrans Avenue and La Mirada Boulevard.
Right.
Honestly, they're the best Mexican food in La Mirada. And
okay.
I wouldn't go anywhere else. I mean, they've really turned that place around. They took it over, a couple, husband and wife took it over a few years ago, and they've done an awesome job there, and right now they're trying to stay afloat. They're looks like they had to let go all their waiters and waitresses, but they're keeping their cooks, their chefs, and everything that they're making right now, as of now, they're just giving it all to their cooks. So
right.
they're not profiting one bit. You know, it's just to keep their cooks employed. So they're doing a great job there.
All right, man. Awesome. Thank you for shouting them out. There you go. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Manuel in Gardena. What's up?
Oh, man, first off, God bless everybody at the ESPN Los Angeles staffing. I know you guys need it, especially if I heard right, Bergman, Jay Moore alumnus, my man, have you not been out? Are you glowing in the dark right now? My goodness, man. Get some sunshine. It's going to be all right. Just, you know, sanitize stuff, disinfect stuff. You're going to be okay, Bergie. First off, as far as this Dodger thing, I think that guy nailed it on the head as far as like, yeah, let's do this year. But I've also been saying this for a few years. What MLB needs to do is they need to step in and give the teams, you know, kind of something where they need to make a local deal with like one of the local channels, even if it's only, say, 50 games of the season and all road games or whatnot.
Yeah. Because well, I'm pretty sure that I think it's KTLA does like a handful of games, maybe 10 games a year or something like that. But you're saying it should be increased, Manuel.
I think so. Because look, George, I'm in my 40s. When I was growing up, man, it was like clockwork. Sundays were Dodger baseball and Laker basketball on Channel 5 and Channel 9, respectively. And, you know, that's how these brands got so big, man, because you had everybody, I mean, from grandmas and grandpas watching this game. Now, when you limit it, you know, that's when the sports start taking the hit. And if you really want to grow that game, I think you got to go back to something like that. Great show, guys. Keep up the good work.
All right, Manuel. Thank you, buddy. 877-710-ESPN if you want to hop aboard. 877-710-3776. If you're just tuning in, Trevor Bauer, all-star Major League Baseball pitcher, says Major League Baseball should do away with all of the blackout restrictions and whatnot. We'll continue that conversation coming up next. I didn't get to the Mason in Ireland Sedano Laker content. We're bringing it to you, baby. I'll explain what that means next. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. And by Pennington Smart Seed. I'm very excited to read this. I'll tell you why in a second. Save water this spring and get a more beautiful and healthy lawn with Pennington Smart Seed. It's a premium drought-resistant grass seed that saves up to 30% more water than the ordinary seed. So remember, Greg, I've told you that over the last couple of years, I've picked up gardening, particularly here in Southern California, sometimes because of the lack of water or because of too much sun exposure when it gets hot in the summertime, that certain spots of the grass will die. Well, the grass seed I've used is Pennington Smart Seed. I'm not even joking about that. And that's revived my grass in my old place, and it's the seed that I laid down last week here in the new place.
Look at you. You're finding ways to mix the show into your real life all the time.
I had no idea. I just, because look, you guys, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of these things, particularly that we're reading, let me just explain to people. A lot of these things that we're reading, here during the show, not all of them, like Jacob is something that's near and dear to my heart. That's my guy. It's a local endorsement. But some of these national ones that we're reading are because basically we were able to get this 2-hour block of local talk from the network as long as we were capable of clearing their commercial inventory, which is doing this. Reading My Computer Career, reading Pennington Smart Seed. But it is funny that a lot of these things are things I actually use. And I think you can tell when I actually use them because I get really excited when I talk about them, like Simply Safe or Pennington Smart Seed. But Pennington Smart Seed, you guys sent me a list and I just read it, right? Like I don't look ahead. Like I just, I look at it as the segment starts. And then I was like, oh my God, Pennington Smart Seed. So I was very excited to read Pennington Smart Seed.
Pennington, look at you. That's crazy that you're actually using something. Well, maybe we can talk to them, do something for you.
Yeah, let's go. Give me some more Pennington Smart Seed. I gotta seed the yard.
Yeah, because you're in the backyard all the time now. Did you do a bunch of gardening this weekend?
We didn't do a lot of gardening this weekend. The challenge is that the rainy season is over. So now I gotta kind of figure out how to make this work. I also haven't figured out the I know, but I have to figure out the sprinkler system in the new place. I haven't done that yet. That might be Mrs. Sedano's job to figure out the sprinkler system. But I'll do the manual labor. You know what I mean? But anyhow. But there was a little gardening. I think my wife and daughter were pulling out some weeds in the areas where of this new house where I guess there used to be like potted plants and things like that and a little garden. So they're trying to create that area to, you know, plant stuff, tomatoes or whatever, you know. So we're doing stuff. We're doing stuff. And we'll use Pennington Smart Seed for the grass.
Nicely done. And now let me tell me about this Laker thing that you're doing with Mason in Ireland.
Okay, so basically I'm stealing this idea from a friend of mine. A friend of mine who has a podcast. He is got a podcast network, and he does podcasts in a bunch of different cities. Not just him, but like his network does. And in this particular situation, in the cities they're on with NBA teams, they are doing this kind of like, I guess this like head to head battle, basically. And I'll use the Lakers as an example. So let's say he had a podcast here in LA, he would take the top 30 Lakers in history, right? And they would do one whole podcast about the top 30 Lakers in history and create that. And obviously argue about who should be on and who shouldn't be on. Now look, with the Lakers, the first 20 I think are locks, right? Like you don't even have to worry, or maybe even beyond that. But the last few could be a little challenging, right? Like, do you put in Glenn Rice, right, in the top 30 because he was on a championship team, even though he wasn't here that long? But he was the third wheel on that Shaq Kobe team, on one of those teams, right? Like, you know, once you get to like 28, 29, and 30, there could be some real debate. So he's done that.
Meta World Peace?
Right. That's another good example. So there's a lot of these conversations that he's had on a lot of these different teams. So he's doing that, and there's three guys on all his podcasts. So the three guys will then, once you decide on the top 30 for the particular team, in this case it would be the Lakers, the three people would draft a team based off 30 players that were selected as the all-time team. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. So now the three of you, Mason and
you
Ireland.
You clearly didn't sound like you got it. So you would create the top 30 all-time Lakers, and then right. Mason and Ireland and I would then draft a team based on those top 30 players that we agreed on. And like the first and second pick would go, right? And then whoever has the third pick, it's a snake draft, would get 3 and 4. So that makes it a little more interesting. And also you want to build a team that fits, right? So it was just brought to my attention as we were discussing this that the morning show did something similar, but they did like a starting five, a six man, and a coach. So we're doing legit. Now, Greg, do you want to go 12-man teams or do you want to go 10-man teams?
See, I think you do a full 12-man team and even a coach. 12-man team, a coach.
Now, I mean, there's only like a couple of coaches. I don't think you need coaches.
Yeah, well, there's Phil Jackson. There's, you know,
there's Pat Riley. And then Rudy Tomjanovich. Like, that's it.
Rudy Tomjanovich was there for like a half a season. We're not going.
Right, okay. So we also, you can get Mike Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mike D'Antoni. Like, that's why you don't need a coach.
Yeah, okay. So you don't have to do the coach then. But you can also Del Harris and things like that. But, yeah.
Right, but the key to all of this is that they have to have been Los Angeles Lakers, okay? Not Minnesota Lakers, so George Mikan doesn't count. And so Mason and Ireland have agreed to do this, right, Greg?
Yes, they are agreed, and they'll come on tomorrow when we ask them to.
So we'll do 36, the top 36 to make three-man teams, three 12-man teams?
That last 25 to 36 is going to be some interesting debate. You can't let Ireland run all over with you. He's gonna give you good reasons why some of these guys should be on there.
So no, but it's – Mason and I, since there's three of us, majority rules. Like, if we have to vote, it's like, Survivor. You know, the tribunal votes, and that's right. It. And whatever the tribunal decides, that's it. Like, that's the decision, and that person's in, that person's out. But, yeah, I mean, look, the first ones are super locks, right? Like, I mean, Magic and Kobe, obviously, near the top, and Kareem, right? Like, those right. are probably your top three. Jerry West is number four, right?
Right, yeah, and then you're going to obviously put in both LeBron and AD, so those guys will be in there.
Yeah, I mean, even though they haven't been here that long, but they're going to be in that conversation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Derek, like,
they're
going to be it, Robert right. Horry.
Okay, Pau Gasol is okay, but let's do the locks for a second. Okay,
two locks. Okay,
Kobe's a lock, Magic's a lock, Shaq's a lock, Wilt Chamberlain's a lock, Kareem's a lock, Jerry West is a lock, Elgin Baylor is a lock. James Worthy is a lock.
Byron right? Scott is a lock.
Byron Scott's a lock. Pau Gasol is a lock. That's 10. Hold on. Gail Goodrich is a lock. Yep. That's 11. Jamal Wilkes is a lock.
Yep. Yeah, he's a he's a lock. So is Michael Cooper.
Michael Cooper is a lock. LeBron and AD, that's 15. Hold on. Excuse me. Did I mention James Worthy already?
Yes, you did say James Worthy already.
Okay.
Who else is on the earlier teams, like the Goodrich, West, Elgin Baylor?
Right, I mentioned those three.
Let's see.
So now it starts to get interesting, right? So you have 15 locks, right? You have 15 locks.
Is Michael Thompson a lock?
I mean, he might be. I don't know about a lock, but he's probably in the top 36 for sure.
Yep. See, because like I want like guys like Nick Van Exel should be on there, even though
right Lamar Odom.
Yep. Oh, Odom is absolutely on there.
Robert Horry.
Robert Horry. Does Rick Fox make it in there?
Yeah, he probably does. Does Bob McAdoo make it in?
McAdoo is a good player, probably, but that's going to be more of an Ireland thing. He's going to want to do that.
Yeah, AC Green is a lock.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, so Derek Fisher.
Yeah, I think that it starts to get interesting after that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you basically can get to the first 20 pretty easily, and then after that, you're like, ooh, okay, let me see.
Right, because like the Glenn Rice one to me is interesting because he was the big three. He was the third guy on the big three in that first championship in 2000.
But was not here very long.
No, very, very short, but he was that guy. So, I mean, I remember looking at box scores in the LA Times and it was always, it would say the big three, and then it would put Kobe, Shaq, and Glenn Rice's numbers all in there.
Right. Right. Glenn just didn't like being the third wheel.
No, because he was very good at that time.
Right. Right. So you want to do 12-man teams. Like, you want to go legit and just make a real roster.
Right, yeah, it should be a full roster.
Right. So what about Vlade? Vlade in?
Yeah, see, Vlade's in because he also helped his own when he left.
He was on a finals team.
Yeah, like Vlade should be in there. Like, Eldon Campbell would not, but Vlade absolutely.
Norm Nixon?
Yep, probably gets put in there as well.
All right, so if you have Nick Van Exel, what about Eddie Jones?
Yes, Eddie Jones. I could see him being there. Like, I wouldn't go Sadale Threet from those teams. I wouldn't go maybe Cedric
Andrew
Sabalos.
Bynum?
Bynum was on, you know, two championship teams, even though he didn't play in
how about
first
Dwight?
One. No.
No. How about Kurt Rambis?
I'm not putting Dwight. Huh?
How about Kurt Rambis?
Yeah, Rambis was a good role player. I mean, what, Happy Hairston?
Sam Perkins?
Yeah, I would go.
Trevor Ariza?
Yeah, see, there you go. Now you're going into, like, the end of the, like, the other guys. The Trevor Ariza and Meta World Peace are kind of on that same level where they both won a championship, but the year after each other. I mean, but if you're going to go with that, Meta World Peace probably gets in because he hit a bigger shot than Trevor Ariza did.
Right. So anyway, you can it'll get like when you get to the end, like the last 10 will be fascinating whether they get in or don't get in. Like, I think that to me, and I want the audience participation on this on social media. Obviously, you guys can call in as well at 877-710-ESPN because I'm going to start writing this out and then we can start kind of figuring it out. So Mason and I are going to be on tomorrow, right? And we're going to debate the top 36.
Yeah. So let's do that in the first hour and let it just roll over for a little bit.
Okay. So we'll do that tomorrow. They're going to be on sometime in the like maybe like 10:15. We just start it there and just kind of roll from there until we get it done.
Yeah. Hopefully they're awake. Mason, you know, he probably sleeps to like 2 o'clock right now. So
do you think Mason really sleeps till like 2 o'clock?
No, I don't think 2 o'clock, but easily 11.
Wow.
So we'll have to wake him up.
All right. Okay. Well, we know John doesn't sleep. So, I mean, there's that.
Always awake.
All right. So we'll do that tomorrow. And then we're going to need audience participation. So you and I, let's create a list here in the next during the break. And let's see what the audience thinks, who we left off, and then just kind of go from there. And then Mason, Ireland, and I will do the actual debate tomorrow, and we'll solidify this thing. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Dennis Dodd will join us of CBS Sports. He covers college athletics, particularly college football. The NCAA is voting on whether seniors should get an extra year of eligibility. I want to tackle that conversation a little bit ourselves as well. Stick around. Sedano, 710 ESPN.